Are you there, Richard?
What's up, man?
I sure am. Sorry about that. I just wanted to add a note here. Chris Bryant has to be traded, even though the Cubs fans love him. And he's a way above average player. He's a humble guy, keeps to himself. But his feelings were hurt at this thing. As a matter of fact, he thought he got screwed by the Cubs. And I don't know how the Cubs fixed that.
By paying him.
He turned down $200 million. He doesn't want to be with the Cubs. That's what the turndown told the front office, or would tell me. He doesn't want to be there.
He didn't want to be there.
When did he turn down $200 million?
Why did he?
When?
You guys can check that better than I, but shortly after the season.
Yeah, there's plenty of reports that they've tried to get an extension done. We had Jed Hoyer on a little earlier. Do you think $200 million sounds like the right price for Chris Bryant?
No, that's all I heard on the air. I don't know if it's the right price or the wrong price. The fact is he turned down a huge multi-million dollar contract. The Cubs office must know. He must say something like, you know, whatever. He feels he was screwed. How do you stay with the team that screwed you? You don't. You move on. Cub fans are ready for him to move on.
I don't know where all this is coming. I swear to God, I don't know where all this is coming from.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it? I mean, plenty of players have stayed with the team that feels like they got screwed by.
Yeah, because that's you negotiate a number.
We've been celebrating the life and legacy and complexity of Kobe Bryant's career for the better part of 3 days now. That's a guy that felt over and over again like he got screwed by the Lakers and spent 20 years there.
Yes.
By getting paid there.
Yes.
Okay. Next.
Right.
All right. Let's keep doing that. Let's keep paying for good players.
I mean, the number of presumptions that are involved in this and the number of everything that's being taken for granted of, well, for sure, they know they can't keep him, so they have to move him. They don't know that. No one has any idea how this could turn out if they actually entered earnestly into a negotiation, into a discussion. What do we have to do to keep you here?
And as he was saying, like the Cubs offered him $200 million. I'm not asking when as if, oh, no, that didn't happen. I know that it's been reported. But when in the run of Chris Bryant's career was it offered? Why is it wrong for a player to bet on himself in free agency? Hell, we celebrate guys for doing that. We celebrated John Danks in this town for going year after year in arbitration and not signing the long-term contract. He got himself $65 million, and he won. And the White Sox still could have put a better team around that guy, despite the fact that he was paid heavily, wasn't performing. It's crazy to me how quickly things have flipped on Bryant because he bet on himself and that he'd be a good baseball player at the end of this.
Mm-hmm.
How do you not celebrate that? How do you not look at that in Major League Baseball and go, huh, that's what you know, pretty much everybody does?
I guess it's easier to side with the billionaire, side with a team that's already made $2 billion in equity value on the team from their initial purchase.
Yeah. It's a strange point in time, right? Chris Bryant is by losing this grievance, going to be looked at as an inflection point in baseball. Because as soon as Bryant files the grievance, you know, a year, 2 years later, you start getting some of the contracts like the White Sox have signed with Tim Anderson, with Luis Robert, with Eloy Jimenez. You know, the Braves have found extensions for their young players. You found teams much more willing to get those deals done with young superstars that have bought out free agent contracts that, if they keep playing, will be unbelievable bargains for their team. That wasn't happening in that era in and around Chris Bryant coming up. It wasn't there yet. Bryant helped move that forward. And in some way, I would imagine the Players Association feels good that Bryant filed the grievance he did. I don't know if his feelings are hurt, but that's who he was, and that's what he tried to get done.
Mike Florio next with Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Listen for a Radio.com Sports Super Bowl preview special of You Better You Bet. Super Bowl Sunday morning, live on the Score from 9 to 11 a.m. It's Nick Costos, live from Chicago, along with Joe O and Danny Parkins, plus Chad Millman from the Action Network, breaking down Chiefs-Niners.
Just think that's going to be our Super Bowl matchup, Kansas City and San Fran.
Well, Joe O just said it. Ross Tucker said it in the first hour of the show here on You Better You Bet. You heard Scooch.
Listen in as the guys give you the best insights on making the best bets. You Better You Bet, live Super Bowl Sunday on the Score from 9 to 11 a.m. The Score is a Radio.com Sports Station.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Connor McKnight here, and FanDuel Sportsbook can't legally say the name of the football game coming up, but it's a big game, a gargantuan game, a superb game. So while FanDuel can't legally say the name, you can legally bet on that game as long as you're in Indiana. And to make the game even bigger, FanDuel Sportsbook is letting all new users place their first bet risk-free. That means you can place any bet and get up to $500 back in site credit if you don't win. You can use your risk-free bet on any big game bet you want, including spreads, money lines, teasers, even same-game parlays. And of course, FanDuel's also got a great selection of big game props. I love the same game parlay. And why wouldn't you do it for this one? Put a couple of bets together, maybe some later on in the quarter, a couple of numbers there, and watch the drama build and the payout builds too. To claim your risk free first bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use the promo code Connor so they know we sent you. That's the promo code Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, to get your first bet risk free.